Moncrief on News Talk.
Old friends, you treasure the memory of them. After all, they were around for some of your most formative events. You want to get together, you really do, but do you? The journalist Pat McCrory had a 20-year reunion planned, and you can guess what happened. Afternoon, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, Sean? I'm hoping that we can manifest a good interview here.
We'll try our very best. So 20 years ago, you're on your J1 in Chicago. How many of you living in the same small accommodation?
Yeah, well, yeah, there was, I suppose where I lived, I think there was, it was a two, no, it was a one bedroom. There was seven of us living there. I was living out in a kind of sunroom on a kind of blow up Lilo. That kind of kept me going for around 2 or 3 months. And then the friends that we kind of became really close with also lived in a one bedroom apartment, and there was seven of them as well. So it was very, very, very close quarters.
And so in total, how many of were, if you like, in that group?
I suppose there would have been, yeah, between the two houses that were kind of like, well, there were like, it was a house broken up into different kind of apartments. So back to back, there would have been like 2 one-bedroom apartments and 14 Irish people all in there. So, yeah, we got to know each other pretty well.
Yeah. And was it, for most of you, was it the first time meeting each other?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of the group that we all kind of knew. There was like maybe a group of 4 that knew each other, then 2, and then 2, and then everybody else was just all separate as well. So yeah, like I think I mentioned in the piece there in The Independent that I flew over to Chicago. I didn't know anybody. Heading over there, and I just had the Lonely Planet book, and I'd watched a few episodes of Eeyore. That was the height of my research. And it's just, I think that weird thing when you're in your 20s, like you're just kind of, you're hyper friendly. You kind of know you need to sleep somewhere the next night, so you kind of just get chatting to everybody. A lot of people are in the same boat as yourself as well, so you make friends quickly as well. And and that's it. Yeah, you're all trying to keep the rent down and pay as little as you can, and find a little place on the floor almost. So so that was it, yeah. And so a lot of different people, and we all got to know each other pretty well.
Yeah, and so was it at the time you all said, in 20 years' time, we'll all go back and have a reunion, or did that come along later on?
Yeah, I think it came up maybe like, yeah, I'm sure at the time it would have been like, oh, yeah, wouldn't it be great to come back here, like when we have money, you know, like when we're older, because, you know, we were kind of living on, maybe Dunkin' Donuts or $1 burgers or pasta or noodles as well. So we're saying, oh, wouldn't it be great to come back here when we all, you know, when we're a bit older, we'll have money. And then we all stayed good friends over the years. We'd kind of meet up in the likes, you know, where everybody was from, Cork, Limerick, Tipperary, Louth, and we'd all go catch up with each other on weekends. And then that idea started to crystallize, like, yeah, let's go back to Chicago and let's have a 20-year reunion. I think the idea at the time for all of us would have been, like, we're going to have so much money, like we're going to be adults at this stage, we'll have good jobs, you know, we'll be able to stay in good hotels, we can finally do Chicago the way it's supposed to be done. So that was the idea. Like, yeah, it really took hold then as the years went on that we were all going to head back in 20 years and do a big reunion over there.
Yeah. Over that 20-year period, the meetups with that group of friends, did they become even imperceptibly less frequent as time went on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like it kind of, it's that funny thing of, yeah, going from maybe every month you do something to like every couple of months. And yeah, like it gradually spaces out a little bit, and you get to kind of have maybe more friends through work, or you go traveling somewhere else and meet a different bunch of friends. I suppose as your life goes on, you get these little groups and different cliques as well. And we'd still stay in touch with each other, but yeah, it would have stretched out to, you know, maybe twice a year or something like that. Or if there was a big wedding or a big event, everybody would get together. But yeah, it started getting further and further apart.
Mm-hmm. And did you get, and you know, obviously people are coupled up and they have kids and all that stuff. Mm. Did you start to get a sense of that you were increasingly time poor, as most people are?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Cause yeah, even myself, like I got married, we have 4 kids, all of a sudden, all of a sudden they're sports clubs, their schools, you know, you're kind of ferrying them around to different events, and you're kind of almost like they're catching up with their friends, and you know your own kids must look at you and think that you've no other life yourself, but you're kind of going, oh, like I kind of do, but I kind of have to do this first, like, so it was a little bit like that. You would kind of, I was saying, finally, as you're getting a little bit older, you're getting a bit more responsible, you're getting a little bit more money, but all of a sudden you're, as I think you kind of said, like you're time poor, like you don't have as much time as you can anymore, and you have to really start planning everything in advance. So yeah, I really, really did find that over the last 10 or 15 years then, yeah.
Yeah, because I suppose 20 years ago, you know, you could just throw a book at someone and say, let's go for pints. It could all be very spontaneous. But now it's like you have to plan it 3 months in advance. Plus also, like, it's not just your, this is often strikes me, it's not just your group of friends, because you can say to your group of friends, yes, we'll all meet, but all that group of friends probably have to negotiate with other people about getting the time, as do you have to do that. And then there's actually a massive amount of people involved in this negotiation to have these spontaneous pints.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. I think the premise of the piece is just this plan that we all had, like when we were older and we're all much more responsible, let's meet up in Chicago and won't this be fantastic? And surely when we're in our 40s, we're going to have all this money and we're going to have all this, you know, we'll be kind of older, more stately, you know, we'll be able to get, you know, great tickets and fly over. Won't this be fantastic? And then when it kind of came to it, I think out of like maybe the seven or eight of us that were kind of mainly this group of friends that stayed in touch with each other, you know, only two of us could actually arrange to go over for a week. Mm. Like, and then I just said it never happened. And what made it even worse was that one of the gang that we kind of knew ended up marrying like a lovely woman from Chicago as well. So he was living over there. So we almost had no excuse, but we still, as I said, there's like people are getting, you know, they have their own jobs to deal with. They either have kids, that they have events they have to go to. They have family things that come up. Maybe there was a baby on the way as well. Or maybe even it's the whole idea that, you know, you don't exactly have a spare $2,000 to kind of head off for a week as well. Like, so it's funny, yeah, that it kind of, we spoke about it, but it ended up never happening. And we're almost having to scramble here and say, okay, maybe 30 years. Like, maybe when we're in our 50s, we'll definitely get there.
Retirement. That's definitely the way to go. But is it, though, depressing in that, you know, life tends to go past in a blur. And then you kind of realize that those friends, and they're still your friends, but you're never going to get to spend as much time with them as you'd like.
Yeah. I suppose it's just something you have to kind of come to terms with. And then it's just the other thing of like just enjoying it a little bit more. Like, you know, to go back on your earlier chat there about the phrases, like, you know, what's rare is wonderful. Like, it's the idea that, you almost have to work harder for it. But, but then when you get together, like I kind of said, we didn't exactly make Chicago, but we did make Carlingford for a little mini reunion, and we all went out.
And that Carlingford is lovely, actually.
No offense to Carlingford, and it is a lovely spot. Like, we all went up, and I said we were all, you know, very responsible. We thought we'd go out for a meal, but we had ended up, somebody who had booked it had made a mistake, and kind of, I think we had been booked in for that day a month later, which wasn't very good for all of us who were there that evening. We had to wait in the bar. Like, the restaurant were very good. They were scrambling, trying to get us, bring a table together for us. And then we were just in that bar for an hour, and then we were all kind of on top of each other, close quarters. And I said, it felt very much like we were back in that one bedroom apartment in Chicago again, like, you know, sweaty with beers in our hands, having a laugh. And so it's those kind of moments that, like, you don't get them as much as you used to, but then when you actually do get them, that's what makes it mean so much to everybody.
Pat, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the journalist Pat McCary there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.